KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins, please call KI-4DOS. Folks, I have an announcement that nobody else has. W4AKG, Mr. A.K. Gray, they carried him back to the hospital. He was in rehab after having hip surgery. They found a blood clot in his lung, so they carried him back to the hospital. So he's back in the hospital. If anybody wants to send him a card or anything like that, they can look him up on QRZ and send that to his home address, and his sweet bride will get those cards and things to him. Does anyone need any fields? Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I had quite a number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla, there in Traveler's Rest. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, he's down in Felser. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's also in Felser. And KO4HKX, that's Patrick up in Penrose. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over at Taylor's. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's in Anderson. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Browns Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate all those fine folks using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. I hope all of those are doing well. And I got KI4MLN, Mr. Al, via telephone relay. He called me before the net, so we got him in the log. So that takes care of all the pre-check-ins tonight, folks. We'll now move to the EchoLink. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt in Greenville County. I'll be Native and Native, 7th and all the net.
And I would like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Land in the EchoLink Pickens, in and out.
And I would like to say good evening to KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, over in Pickens tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 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 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative, and I wish AK well.
AOS. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt up here at Lake Bowen in Inman. And, Gary, I knew that call you announced on sideband that last night rung a bell. MB4Q, Norm. And I got going back, and he's one that signed, one of the examiners that signed off on my technician class license. I hate to hear about his passing. And I hate to hear about AK, too. And Gary, I'll have, I'll stick around for some chew, and I got something and I want to put on the swap net.
DOS. Gary, please check in tonight, in and out. Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melbourne, over here in Hendersonville. And Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, that's my wife, Pam. Hope you're doing well, Gary. 7-3.
K4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Marina. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Marina. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. I'll be back to you for some comments. And a little bit before that, I'll see what you got for the swap net this evening. Also like to say good evening to W4MHE. That's Mr. Melvin and his sweet bride, KZ4PAM. That's Miss Pam. They're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. And KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. My name is Favello, and also check in my husband Chad, KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And we will both be negative for comments tonight. Thank you.
Lewis, in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. And she brings along her husband, Chad, KO4NUE. They're both up there at Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Anna. Tell Mr. Chad we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WN4S, Mr. Chris. He's up in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. November 4, Uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. We're over here in the suburbs of Gray Court, and we'll be negative and negative and 7-3.
I'm in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also, my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India Lima, India. Both named Mary. Thanks for calling the net tonight, and we'll be hanging around for the swap net.
Pro. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod, where the land was, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative, but listen in.
This is KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4UZ, that's Mr. Mike, and his sweet bride, AF4ET, Miss Nancy, down there in the suburbs of Gray Court. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Mike, tell Nancy we said hello. And K4VKN, Mr. Allen, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott. And his sweet bride, KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary. And their daughter, KO4ILI, also named Mary. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And KN4BWA, that's Mr. Steve. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Please check in KG4WDS. That's Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Delta Sierra. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith, up there in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And Keith, I will look for you on Saturday. I hope to see you up there, young man. Y'all have a good evening, what's left of it. And KG4WDS, that's Mr. David, and in Shoals Junction. I appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. If you will, please check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Kobeki Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. No traffic and no queue. And Gary, I want to apologize. I want to apologize. I've been gone for a while. Gary, we have gotten very busy at work and it's been hot too. So, Gary, I know I haven't chatted with you for a couple of weeks, but it's been very. But like I said, I've gotten very busy and it's been very hot at work. So. Gary, I know I hadn't checked in with you for a while, probably 2 or 3 weeks, but just wanted you to know that, and be sure and tell me sure we say hello, and it feels good to be back checking in with you again tonight, Gary, KA4PQA.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Stephen, don't worry about it. I figured y'all must have got busy at work, or you might have been sick or something, but glad you were able to come back and check in with us tonight. But I hope you and Miss Jennifer have a good evening. You tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message to Joy. Y'all take care down there in Greenwood, Stephen. I hope to see you come January at the Ham Fest. Y'all be good. All righty, let's see here. Let's move up to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to everyone on the net.
4DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley. We'll be negative and negative. 73s to you and everybody on the net tonight.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4CTW, Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. Appreciate y'all being, you being with us tonight, Tyler. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt. He's up there over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. In K1CJW, that's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, live in Pickens. Negative and negative, and good evening to all.
And they would like to say good evening to K1CJW, Mr. Roland over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Echo through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's will be negative and negative tonight. Gary, I got a short update with you.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Warren, sounds like you got that group to yourself tonight in 4HHC. Mr. Warren over there in Taylor's. Warren, what you need to update here, sir?
That realistic DX300 on your swap, and it had a pre-select that needed repair, and I went and pulled up the YouTube video and got it all fixed, so there's nothing to fix on it. So just when you give the item there on the swap net, you can mark out that it needs the pre-selector fixed. That's all taken care of. Over.
I got it updated, and we'll be reading that out in just a little bit.
4HHC.
But for the update, that's always helpful when it comes to the items I got on the swap net book. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu, November, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina. Negative, negative night, Gary. Thanks.
Good evening. KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, I was fixing to send out a search party for you. you're always one in that group, whether it's anybody else or not. But we got you in the log here, young man. Thanks for being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Any others? Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group for Wednesday night, that's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Kilo 4,
Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar.
And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes? Good, and Miss Joy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Gary, I hope you enjoy. Have a good evening. Good evening to all. Enjoy. Gary, I got here just I heard something about AK and someone, a sonic key. Could you give that again, please, when you got a chance, before I leave?
KI-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And Sid, the silent key is Norm Harrell, N4NH, VEC for West Cars. He passed away August 26th, I believe Randy said. He put it out on the net last week, and I picked that up from him. That's who the silent key is. And AK, W4AKG, AK Gray, he fell and had to have hip surgery. And he went in and got that done, and they sent him down to the rehab center. He's been down there for almost 2 weeks now. But he was doing well with his hip and his leg and things, and got to where he couldn't breathe when he stood up. So they got him checked out and found out that he had a blood clot in his lung. So they carried him back to the hospital. So he is back in the hospital right now. So we need to try to remember him. Over.
I knew about Norm, but I didn't, I want to make sure. But anyway, I'm sorry to hear about AK. You don't have anybody around there now to blow your speakers out. So you tell AK to get better. We'll be praying for him. Thank you, Gary. No other traffic comments.
Not a problem, but you're right. Me and AK, if I could throw a rock real good and hard, I could almost get it to his house. We don't live that far apart. But, me and him pick at each other all the time about speakers and this sort of thing. But I'll be glad when he gets home. Thanks for asking there, Sid. Again, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are continuing to do well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
DOS. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening, and 73 to everybody on the net.
4DOS. Gary, please check in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments. Have a good evening.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KF4KYI, that's Mr. Tom over in Greenville. Tom, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my list here. Appreciate you being with us. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's in there talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte on the phone. So We appreciate Anthony checking in via telephone relay with his mom tonight. Let's see here. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. It up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. You got it all the way through the first time. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go into the swap net portion of the net. Call KI4DOS. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net, where I thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Have one that's got an item for the swap net, we'll grab him first, and we'll see if there's anybody else. K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there at Lake Bowen in Edmond. Walt, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
K4OIM. Well, Gary, I decided I'm going to let go of this MFJ962D roller inductor tuner. It's rated at 1,500 watts. It's got the big dual crosshair meter in it. There's not a scratch on it. It's like brand new. You saw it that day you were up here. And it's selling on MFJ now for $359 if they got it in stock. I've got the manual and all to it, and it's like brand new. I'll take $200 for it, Gary. And then, this is something here I'm debating on whether to sell it or not, but I've got that Cushcraft Tri-Bander Beam, the A3S, the 20 through 10 meter beam that is selling on MFJ for the short version for $649. I'll sell it under the condition that they buy the brand new rebuilt CDE model CD44 rotor that's just been rebuilt that I got from Herb up there in Shelby with 85 foot of cable wire and the control box. I'll sell the pair of them, the antenna and the rotor control box cable for $500. And if I don't sell it before Shelby, I don't know if I will sell it, Gary. And they can reach me at 864-479-3761.
See, Walt, let me go through all this, make sure I got everything down correctly. You have for sale tonight an MFJ 962 roller inductor tuner. You have the manual for it. This looks like it's brand new. And you would like $200 for it, correct so far?
That's correct. It's the 962D.
It's the D part. That was my fault. That's the reason I read this stuff back to you guys. That way I make sure I get everything right. But I got it 962D. I've got the 962C. It's just a manual inductor. You select the ABCDs on the inductor instead of a roller inductor. But it works real well. I'm really pleased with it. The next item you got listed is a Cushcraft A3S. That's a tri-band beam, 10, 15, 20 meters. And you would like to sell it along with a CDE44 rotator and control box with 85 feet of control wire.
You don't want to separate these items. You want to sell both of them for $500, correct so far?
We're doing good now.
And the folks can contact you at 864-479-3761, correct?
Gary, and that tri-bander beam, you can get a 40-meter add-on kit for it through MFJ.
I didn't know you could get the 40-meter. Well, I did, too, come think about it. I knew you could get a 40-meter kit. But that's a nice beam. Is that the heavier weight one, the longer boom?
Yeah, it's the one I got from, can't think of his name. His buddy from up there in Hendersonville. I traded him two Kenwood radios for that thing, two Kenwood 440Ss.
I know who you're talking about now. But glad that you got that from him. And if you don't sell it before, we'll say Sunday when the Shelby Ham Fest ends, you may not sell it, correct?
I'm going up Saturday, I hope. But if I don't sell it by Saturday, I don't think I'll sell the thing, Gary.
Well, that's a deal on the price, no doubt about it. That rotator will go for just about that. And that's not counting the beams. But anyway, we got it down, and we'll list that for you. And if you decide not to sell it, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight over here.
Right around for right, you.
Buddy, I'll be back to you in just a little bit. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. One more time to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before I start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's a Kenwood MC80 desk mic. He said this desk mic looks like it is brand new, hadn't hardly been used at all, and he would like $85 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 555. That's a 50-watt HF transceiver. It has a 20-meter module in it. This thing has different modules that you plug in to change the frequencies. It has a 20-meter module in it right now. He said the SWR meter does not work, but everything else works as it should. And he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM ICID. No, not ICID, it's an ICOM ID880H. That's a digital 2-meter 440 dual band radio. It's got D-Star as the power cord, the separation cable, the HM133 hand mic, mounting brackets, box, and the manual. And he would like $230 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item is, gentleman is giving this away. He said it's free. It's a Radio Shack DX300. That's a general coverage receiver. He said it had a little problem, but he has taken care of that, so everything works as it should. He bought it new, so it's just been a one-owner receiver. I'll get it out in a minute. He said, if you're interested in it, to give him a call. He said that he does not want you just to turn around and resell it, though. He wants somebody that would take it and use it as a general coverage receiver. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. I appreciate the folks that listed items. Those that updated me, I appreciate that. And when you sell, find, trade, or buy the items that you've got that's on the swap net for the people that's got stuff listed. If you don't mind letting me know, that way I keep my book straight so I know what I'm doing on this end. Alrighty, let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you. Call KI4DOS.
Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP, checking in by a text from her way home from Columbia tonight. Thanks for calling in that, Gary. Sorry, checking in a little bit late tonight, but 7-3 to the net.
KI4DOS, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark. And he brings along his sweet bride, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. Wendy's on her way home from Columbia, and Mark is in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. All righty, first one up on the stump, and the only one I got on the stump tonight is Mr. Walt, K4OIM, up there at Lake Bowen and Inman. Well, Walt, what have you been up to today there, young man?
I'll go on an appointment. Like I need one with another doctor, but I need an appointment with a dentist, and soon as I can get one, it's Friday morning, and got my daughter kind of worried because I had a tooth break off down into my gum, and I thought I had an abscess on the thing, but it's a knot up under my tongue. And it's almost impossible to try to eat. And it's like I drank a cup of hot boiling water. My tongue is so sore. And then I've got a knot come up on my tongue. And so I went ahead and got an appointment with my family doctor. I can't wait a month or two to go through the VA. I've got an appointment with my family doctor over here in Greer. And as soon as she can see me, it's Friday at 11 o'clock. So all these other problems I've got with my health care, I didn't need this. I went yesterday and went through the exam to get the cataracts took off my eyes. They're going to do one October the 3rd and one, the other one November the 13th. And, man, Saturday will be 3 years since I had that stroke and fell and broke my neck. But before that, I was never sick, never had any problems. KI4DOS, K4OIM.
I am so sorry that you broke a tooth off like that. That always hurts to start with. But I tell you, you know, getting in to see a doctor is the hard part. I don't know how long we had an appointment for me to see our GP. Finally got in to see him, and then he wanted me to go have this done and wanted to have to go that done. And I told him, I said, you know, I don't understand why you want all this stuff done. And I said, he wants an ultrasound of my stomach for some reason. And he said that Medicare wanted it done. And I got to thinking, I said, you know, I said, he's part of the Prisma hospital system, and I'll probably get some flack about this, but I don't care. They are a training hospital. And I said, they push all these tests on you that you don't need, so that the upcoming doctors that are in residence there or whatnot can get a little bit of practical experience. But if you're sick and you need to go see them, you can't get in there. That just don't make sense. but I guess I'm on my high horse there. But I hate it for you that your tongue is giving you a problem where you can't eat and that sort of thing. I hope you get that taken care of Friday or before. I don't know when you might get in to see a dentist, but that's the way that goes. And that cataract surgery, gosh, I've known a lot of people that have had that done. And from what I understand, and I've never had it done myself, but I know several people that have, they tell me that the biggest thing is when you get it done, they're going to do the first one. And when it heals up good enough, then they'll do the second one. But when they send you home, don't be bending over and lifting anything heavy, because that can put a strain on it and that can mess it up big time. So that's what I've been told in the past, and everybody that's done what the doctor said have come out real well. Ray, K4SUG, had that done. And after he had his done, he didn't have to wear his glasses anymore. So, it's a marvelous thing they can do with that sort of stuff now, Walt.
Comment?
Good day, Walt. This is KC4EZN, KR4DOS, W4OIM. I get you mixed up with it up there. Anyway, I'm having my other eye done tomorrow morning, so if you hear me on tomorrow night or Friday, I can give you a little better idea, but the hardest part I'm having to deal with is when you come home, after you go back for the follow-up visit, which is usually the next day, you got these eye drops, and for the first week, you put in two sets of drops over 4 hours, and then on for about three more weeks, you put in another set of drops for every 4 hours, and like I say, I'm having my second one done tomorrow, and my wife's got a schedule. I'm getting eye drops until the end of September. And that's the real hassle, Walt, is getting that done. But I think you're going to be really, really, really happy when you get all that done. And again, they don't put you all the way to sleep. You're awake and watch it, which is kind of interesting. They put you under enough, like the anesthesiologist told me, that you're still awake, but you don't care. And that's a pretty good way of describing it. But I think you're going to be real happy. I'm extremely pleased with this right eye, and I can't wait to get the left one fixed. The world is brighter, and I didn't realize it was getting that way. So that's going to be the easiest thing you got going for you in the next two or three months, Walt. We'll turn it back to you. Just hang in there. Like I say, the difficult part is remembering to put those drops in every 4 hours. But you do all that, and the other thing they told me is two days or so, you can't bend over, and then for a week you can't pick up anything over 25 pounds. So just keep that in mind, too. So anyway, we'll turn it back to Gary. This is KC4EZN, back to KI4DOS, and I'm not going to mess up your call, Walt. I'm just going to say 73, Walt.
KOS with K4OIM and KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Chandler, North Carolina. Harry, I do appreciate you coming in there and enlighten us a little bit since you've had one done already. And I hope everything goes well with the next one. Hope you don't have any more trouble out of it than you had out of the first one. And back to you there, Walt.
Drops aren't cheap. They $35 per bottle, and I don't know the way Harry's talking. They said to start with one bottle for my left eye, they doing it first, then one bottle for my right eye, and if it goes on prolonged, I might have to buy three or four bottles of them doggone eye drops. but it ain't no over-the-counter stuff. Eye doctor up here in Boiling Springs, they order it from a pharmacy that does only the drops for the cataract surgery. And they're not cheap, Gary. KI4DOS, K4OIM.
The way I look at it, my vision is worth at least $35 a bottle, whether it takes one or five. I don't want to be without my vision if I can help it. I try to take care of my eyes, and that's the reason I go to the ophthalmologist as often as I do. But there again, you know, the prices is kind of, the medicine's kind of expensive sometimes, but goodness gracious, I know some of the meds that a lot of people take are, you know, Joy's got one that, I don't know, I figured it up one time, a long time ago, and it was something like almost $40 a pill if you had to pay for it full price. But, of course, we've got decent insurance and good insurance or prescription plan, so it's not that expensive, but still. I tell you, medicine's expensive any way you look at it.
Going up to the dollar store to buy a tube of Aura gel to go on this doggone tooth, and it's $3 a tube at the Dollar General. Well, today, I went up here to Food Line up here in Edmond, and CVS drugstore is right across the street. I went in there to get a tube of Oragel, and a tube of Oragel in CVS was $12.98. I'll never go back to CVS.
But like anything else there, Walt, you have to shop around and see where you can get the best price. You know, it's unfortunately that you go in one place and get it for one price, and you go to another one and it's three times or four times as expensive as it was the other place. Seems like if the government wants to get their hands in something, they ought to get it in the price of the medicines to keep it down for us. But, I'm tired of the government putting their fingers in everything that concerns me, so I guess I'm in a boat with a lot of other people.
KOS, K4OIM. All right, enough of this talking about our health conditions and the price of medicine. But, Gary, I am so glad I have started this roundtable discussion after the net on Tuesday night. And I'm so thankful for Chad for coming in there and asking all these questions for other people that are too bashful to get in there and ask for themselves, so they get Chad to ask these questions. And I'm so thankful for Larry, KK4JBQ. That guy is really, really knowledgeable on antennas and feed lines, and he puts a lot of feedback in there, and they several hands. Andy up there, KI4LZI, he'll say he's negative, and I told him another week, I said, I know you're going to chime in on the round table. And he said, well, if it's something interesting and something I can help with, Walt, I'll be in here. But I think all the hams that have stuck around for the round table that have knowledge about this, like I don't know nothing about computers. And W4DJW, he sticks around sometimes, and he can answer questions. But some people, Gary, just don't realize that When you use an antenna tuner, you're not, if that radio is putting out 100 watts, and you got a high SWR, and you use that tuner to get your SWR down, they just don't realize that it's not 100 watts going into that antenna, because that wattage is turning into heat. And open feed line, like ladder line, that is the coax is at the bottom of the list as far as performance. It gets your signal to an antenna, which everybody uses coax because it's relatively cheap and easy to match up, but still, it's going out in heat, Gary.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with K4OIM. Yep, that's Mr. Walt up there in Inman. Yeah, Walt, all an antenna tuner does is fool the radio to thinking that it sees a 50-ohm impedance out there that it is transmitting into. That's all it is a way to fool your transmitter. And, yep, it turns into heat. It's got to do something, and it's got to turn into something, and heat's what it is. And, well, I don't know. I've used both. I've used a ladder line. I've used that 450-ohm ladder line, and I've used coax and different things of that, you know, feed lines. I've used a little hard line. And, well, you know, if it gets the signal out to the antenna and the antenna radiates, I don't have a problem with it. Now, if you get into talking how efficient it is, then you're talking a little, you know, about something different. You know, efficiency versus, you know, what you want it to do, you know, it's okay. Now, if you want your antenna to be more efficient, you get one that's cut for the frequency that you're going to transmit on. Now, if you're going to transmit on, well, just say 2-meter band, you know, from one end to the other, the antenna that you cut, if you cut one for 146.610, which this repeater is, or actually you'd be transmitting on 010 since it has a negative offset, you would cut an antenna for that particular frequency. And if you move to 145 something, you know, the SWR is going to go really crazy. So you kind of have to bend a little bit and be a little flexible. I tune my antennas pretty much for the center of the band that I'm going to use. Now, my loop out there, it's a 80-meter loop, but you can tune it for 160 or any of the other bands, with the exception of 6 meters. I can't get it to tune on 6. It's a little bit too long for 6 meters for some reason. It's got an odd harmonic or something in there. But anyway, that's always a good thing to talk about, you know, is antennas and feed lines. And the way Ray told me a long time ago, if it radiates, it's an antenna. If it does not radiate, it's nothing but a bird perch.
Yeah, or a dummy load. But, yeah, I've been well pleased. And I've had a lot of hams come back and thank me for holding that round table discussion. Most people, like I've said before, think just because you're calling the net, you want to get everybody checked in and get the right cue over and sign out and go up there and go to bed. Well, it ain't that way with me. I like to stick around and talk to people, Gary. KI4DOS, K4OIM.
That's one thing. You know, If you're on HF and you're on a net on HF, a lot of folks have other nets to go to on HF. But on this particular on this particular repeater, I'll get it all out straight in a minute. We call a net every night at 9 p.m., and it's pretty much set in stone. It's been going on that way for a lot of years. But there's not another net to come behind it on this frequency or one that's going to interfere with it. So if your net wants to, you know, if you can get enough rag chewers to talk till 11 or 12 o'clock, that's great. I've done it here on Wednesday nights before. But the number of people that talk on there and rag chew with you has dwindled down, and it's don't have as many people talking and telling stories and this sort of thing. And you don't always have to talk about radios and antennas. You can talk about a lot of other things. But if you have a question, that's a good place to ask it, especially in the rag chew portion, because there's a lot of folks out there still listening. And there's a lot of folks that will come in and comment. But the round table is another good way to do it. And I'm sure that the folks out there appreciate it. I've enjoyed it. I've participated in your round table after your net. And it is a whole lot of fun. You just get in there and sit there and talk and have a good time with the folks.